A Milwaukee photographer has given minority women from the city a chance to make their voices heard through pictures. Corey Fells created the 100 Women Project, currently on display at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in Washington County. The exhibition features photos of millennial minority women, people Fells says may rarely get a chance to share their perspectives on life. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
Photographer Corey Fells grew up on the north side of Milwaukee. He says from a young age, he was taught that many women of color rarely have the chance to make their voices heard. Fells says he learned that from his mother, who passed away several years ago.
Every summer, she would make me read and write a book report before I was able to enjoy my summer vacation. So a lot of the books that she would make me read or movies that she would make me watch and then write a whole dissertation about it would be about like Zora Neale Hurston's Their Eyes Were Watching God or The Color Purple or books in that realm. And she always emphasized to me that there's women in society here aren't really given a voice. They aren't really like talked about or they're not given proper respect.
Fells jokingly calls himself a mama's boy. But he says his mother's influence contributed to his effort to create a photography exhibition that brings attention to women of color.
I really wanted to make a story that really is compelling and really told like a real true story about Milwaukee. So the truest, genuine story I thought about that will really connect to a lot of people around the world and the country, I thought would be about minority millennial women, specifically more Hispanic and Black women. Their stories aren't really told as often as, like, other ethnicities and obviously the male counterparts.
His 100 Women Project shows young women from a variety of backgrounds in various stages of their lives. The museum exhibition features 16 portraits from the 100 images Fells collected. He says he took the photos over the course of 3 months in front of the same vine-covered wall. Depending on the season, it was covered in vibrant greenery, fall leaves changing colors, or bare vines.
I just took a walk from work to my house on the east side of Milwaukee, and I just saw this beautiful, huge wall with just natural, like, vines, and it just looked really aesthetically pleasing. But I wanted to kind of make it something that kind of meant something if I wanted to take a photo there.
Fell says the women were able to show their personalities in the portraits. During the photo shoot, he'd ask them to share stories about their personal lives or careers, and he'd capture their expressions. Some of the women made silly faces, some were smiling and laughing, others were serious. Fells explains how the project came together.
I took a few photos of some close female friends that I have, and they're really influential in the city, so I knew if I took photos of them, other women would be kind of more compelled to want to take photos also. So I carefully chose about 10 of 12 women that I knew in certain pockets in Milwaukee because I really wanted to be a very eclectic project where different people from different sides of the city were able to kind of feel like they were welcome to join and allowed those women to kind of tell their stories, to kind of tell compelling, very truthful stories that you wouldn't even... You can look at a person and assume so many things, but you don't know what really makes that person or what they really lived through.
Fell's photos from the 100 Women Project are on display at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in Washington County. The exhibition closes Sunday. He says he's grateful the museum gave him the opportunity to showcase his work and to help give young women of color a voice. Fells also says he hopes he sets an example in the growing photography culture in Milwaukee. He'd like to see others showcase their skills. Taryn Powell, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.